So first off, Alfonso, thanks for chatting with us, man. I know everybody hyped up about this one. I'm pretty hyped up, man, because I've been watching your TikTok and you're thriving out there. So besides that, how's it been on lockdown?
It's been okay. Girlfriend came to visit me. She went home and I was here for, couple weeks by myself. And then recently my friend came to visit me. So right now it's pretty good. We can go outside for a jog, a walk. It's not too bad. We started training already, so I'm happy for that. So I have something to do during the mornings. So it's like it feels like regular, but
Yeah,
not really.
but not really. Kind of like life back to normal. But like I said, TikTok game. See that you're documenting. I think you have like over 600,000 followers now. You're on the road to 1 million. Have you had any idea of what you're gonna do when you reach that 1 million mark? A milli rock off again?
Right now? No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do if I hit 1 million. I definitely have to do something special. To thank all the million fans that followed me on the app. But it's crazy because the first time I got TikTok, I was like, to just watch videos. And then I made one video and then I was like, oh, okay. So I started making two, three. But at first I told my friends, oh yeah, I'm never gonna make TikTok videos. Like, it's not me, it's not me. But TikTok has a way of pulling you in, and it's just you just want to make more videos and more because it's keeps you busy, it's fun.
It is quite good, and I mean, you're kind of a natural for it. So we definitely look out for them. So that's something that you've been killing the game with. Like you said, barring back in training in small groups now, we saw some pictures. How much of a difference does that make? Because we know, of course, you've had to find ways to work out at home, but to finally at least be back out there and feel semi-normal.
Yeah, no, it feels good. To be on the field, kick a ball around, run around outside, fresh air. Instead of being inside all the time. But it was nice seeing the guys again after these couple of weeks being inside, being away. It's nice, kicking a ball. At first, obviously, if you haven't kicked a ball in a while, it feels different. It did feel different for me. But it just showed that I missed the game more, a lot.
And you always talk about playing eventually when we do when it's safe enough to actually have a game, there's talk about playing behind closed doors. Is that just like a weird thought to you, like that you don't necessarily want? I know you want to get back out on the pitch, but without the fans?
Yeah, I think it's gonna feel weird. I think the last time I played in front of no fan, I think it was like when I was what, like 10? Yeah, when I was really young, like that was the only time. But yeah, it's gonna feel weird. But we know that we have to continue our winning ways. Hopefully, win the league if it starts up again. So everyone's excited. Everyone's buzzing.
And then it's about just over a year now at Baron. And I remember when you did sign how it was just a massive deal, especially for everyone back, on the western side of the world in North America. That was huge. So how would you describe this last year there for you in Germany? Like in a word, if you can, is it like just literally living the dream?
Yeah, it is living the dream. I don't know what to say because when I first came, it was just a learning process for me. Just to see, obviously Bayern is a big club. Me coming in, I knew at the start I wasn't going to get too much playing time. It was just a learning experience for me, to sit down and watch and, absorb all the information that I take from the coaches, the players. So then being able to play a couple games, to get myself feeling the German football, and being able to start every game now and play mostly every minute is just, it's incredible. I'm just happy that I'm getting this opportunity, and obviously I want to stay healthy and finish the season.
And you have an amazing story and a brilliant background. So growing up for you, what were some of the clubs that you dreamt of, playing for? Was Bayern like right up there one of them? We hear the usuals like Manchester United, Real Madrid, Barcelona. So what clubs were it for you?
Yeah, because growing up, obviously my dad, like I said before, my dad is a Chelsea fan. So growing up every morning, every weekend, Chelsea's playing. It's on the TV. He's always watching it. So growing up, it was Chelsea. when I was like 9, 10, 11, I was Chelsea. Father was a big Chelsea fan, supported Drogba. Michael Essien played there, you know, all these big names. Yeah, so it was Chelsea at first, but then, you know, obviously as you start watching more other teams, you know, you start seeing that, you know, other teams are good as well, you know, not just one team, you know, you learn, you know, a lot about other teams watching them play. So, and yes, Bayern was one of them. I knew Bayern was a big team, you know, it's one of the top five teams in the world. So yeah, being able to play for them now is incredible.
Man, you must have broke your daddy's heart in the Champions League the other day.
Yeah, no, I didn't really break it. It's just, yeah, okay, he wanted his team to win, but obviously he lost me more. So he was happy to see me do well and us winning the game.
Has he switched allegiance now? Does he have more Bayern shirts now?
Yes, definitely more Bayern shirts, of course.
He had to, of course. Well, the team, obviously, before you kind of touched on it, that you guys were playing so well before all of this started. What's been your favorite part just being a part of this Bayern Munich setup that obviously is such a successful one?
Yeah, I mean, just being part of the organization, part of the team, being able to play with this amazing club, you know, each and every day, training with some brilliant players, learning from them. It's just, you know, I'm just soaking everything in. Still a dream to me.
Did you get starstruck? Like, first day walking in, see anybody and just go, whoo?
Yeah. The first day I walked in, they were showing me around the facility the night before. And then after that, the next morning, I walk into the locker room. They were showing me, the equipment guys were showing me my locker, where I want to sit, you know, seeing all the faces on the locker. You know, I couldn't believe it at first. I was like, okay, is that the real guy? Or, you know, looking around, I was like, are these the real people? And then out of nowhere, Robin walks in, and I was like, yeah, this is the real deal.
Man.
Like, he introduced himself, very humble guy, introduced himself, yeah. Like, hi, I'm Ian. I know. I'm Alfonso.
it was
crazy.
No, I've known you.
Yeah, I know.
Let me
legendary left footed. Nice to meet you, Alfonso.
Even and though then, you just overall, Robin come last in your race, but it's all right. We won't tell him. Well, one of the funny things I liked about one of your TikToks as well, I remember, it's quite spicy. It was a nice little, you know, shout out to the haters that you kind of put up all the kind of criticisms that you get.
Yeah.
When people say, you know, no good footballers come from Canada.
Yeah.
What's the feeling now? Do you feel like, look, Ma, we made it now?
Yeah. I feel like, obviously, just seeing, you know, the people back home are giving me a lot of support. Seeing a Canadian, you know, play for one of the top five, you know, well, it's amazing. And me being able to be that Canadian is good. I have, you know, young boys and girls looking up to me. You know, I just want to, like, inspire them, you know, to, you know, put Canada on the map for football.
I mean, it's funny to say young boys and girls look at you, but you're still one of those young ones because yeah. You're 19 years old. Like I said, you were born in 2000. What? are you ever surprised? Do you ever pinch yourself and wonder how it's all come together at such a young age for you?
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I mean, the first time I signed with Vancouver, you know, I was like, okay, this is amazing. But how far can I get in this sport? So each and every day, that was my goal, to see, you know, push myself every day. At the end of the day, did I give my all? Or can I do better? So, you know, as time went on and things progressed more and more, and then a team like Bayern came and signed me, and then, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, to prove myself in the European stage, because, you know, that's what you dream of as a kid, to play with big clubs like Bayern. So me being able to be part of that is nice.
And I mean, pretty much you have been. Somebody else that's definitely doing that, I suppose, for North American-based footballers is Christian Pulisic at Chelsea. I'm sure you knew that. They will know him quite well. Do you finally feel like, with the likes of you and Pulisic now being so successful over here in Europe, do you feel like North American football players, or say Canada and USA, are finally getting, I guess, the respect that they deserve now that, that you can produce these top quality footballers?
Yeah, I always feel like Canada had or even have right now quality footballers, and you know, us being playing so highly in Europe, you know, I think it opens eyes for other teams in Europe to, you know, to look at North America, because you know, we have good players as well. Even though it snows there, even though we play hockey is one of the biggest sport, yeah, but we still play football. We are good at it as well.
Man, I mean, Canada gave us you, maple syrup, Drake, Justin Bieber. Got respect on Canada's name. But throwing it back a little bit now to before the pause, that night that I said that you probably broke half of your dad's heart against in the Champions League, 3-0 at the Bridge. That was definitely something. Was it, and especially given your affinity for Chelsea, was it as smooth as it looked? Because you guys literally made it look like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah, I mean, we know the importance of this game. Playing in Chelsea, we know that they're a good team. I think first half, it was just trying to figure out how we're going to, you know, break them down. We had chances. Thomas hitting the crossbar, you know, the keeper making good saves. But I think the second half, we talked about, you know, what we need to do better. Well, you know, what needs to happen, what's in the change. And I think we apply that from as a team and show our quality as well. Because we have a lot of quality players, you know, in the team, on the bench. So we just wanted to show our quality that we have, you know, our intelligence on the field.
Did you feel like you expected a little bit more from Chelsea, or were you guys just on one that night?
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea, I think talking from the team's perspective, I think everyone was just motivated during the game. We all wanted to leave, you know, with the 3 points, and that passion helped us win the game.
And then your performance that night was wicked, just to say the least, of course. I think that's probably what your dad preferred overall. How would you rate that performance for you? You think your best one yet? Because Champions League, knockout rounds, I mean, how does it rank for you?
Yeah, playing Champions League is... I don't know what to say. Champions League is different. Once you hear the anthem, it's like everything rushes to you and you just want to go out there and run for 90 minutes straight. I played really well. I did what the coaches told me to do. I did play my part, defend well, attack well. I knew that I was playing against, you know, quality players on the left side, or their right side. So I knew that I had to be, you know, on my A game, or, you know, I don't want to, anything can happen. And, you know, but yeah, I just wanted to be on my A game and perform.
And then just when you guys come back, when we finally get football again and hopefully Champions League again, with this team, do you feel like this Bayern team can definitely just win it all?
I really feel that. With the quality we have, I think we can win the Champions League. Obviously, we know it's not going to be easy. We know there's a lot of good opponents still, you know, in front of us that we have to get past. But each and every day, we always have that in the back of our mind. If this year can be our year to win Champions League again, but yeah, each and every day in training, we just try to give it all. We encourage each other, you know, motivate each other as well.
And then, of course, I mean, behind every good team is a pretty good leader. You do have that one in Hans-Dieter Flick. He's been made permanent. Now, how have things changed under him? What was that transition like? Or what's your favorite part working, you know, with him? Favorite parts about it?
Yeah, my favorite part about him, he lets us play. He lets us, you know, be creative. Yeah, he implements his coaching tactics, how he wants us to play. But at the end of the day, you know, football is free-flowing. You can't stop the game and then move players in position. So, yeah, he just wanted us to play. He just wanted us to, you know, obviously win games. And that's what other players we want to do as well. And obviously enjoy playing our football. Because, you know, if you enjoy playing your football, that's how you, you know, you win games with a smile on your face. You know, you tackle someone, you pass the ball, you make a save, make a block. You know, all that is nice. But, yeah, he just wanted us to, like I said, he just wanted us to play football.
was making the transition from him, you know, to becoming the main man there now, was it pretty easy for you? Did it just flow?
Yeah, no, it was pretty easy. Yeah. At first, I was like, maybe David doesn't want to play center back, but I asked him, like, you enjoy playing center back? He said, yeah, it's no problem. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be on the left side, you know, whenever you need your position, just let me know, and he can come. So, yeah, we make jokes like that, but, yeah, I mean, me playing left back, it was pretty easy transition, you know, considering I have, you know, one of the best left backs in the world as my center back. Mm. So, a lot of advice coming my way from him.
Do you never have any worries, you know, trying to get into the left back position?
Pardon?
Never had any worries once you realized that was going to be your focal position?
No, I have no worries. When I found out that they wanted me to play me left back, it's just to learn, you know, more about the position, you know, asking questions, where I should move, where I should go. But yeah, he just Hansi just doesn't want me to play just strictly left back. Obviously, he wants me to, you know, join the attack as well, because he knows I'm a winger as well. So he wants me to join the attack. But obviously, defensive responsibility as a left back is the number one priority.
And then let's now just talk speed, because I know that's your baby right there. We saw the TikTok where, you know, when God was making you, he definitely filled that cup to the brim. Is that the favorite? Your favorite part of your game?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm blessed that I have speed. To be honest, I don't know where I would be without it. Maybe a center mid, but no, I can't see myself playing center mid. But yeah, I'm happy to have this speed. Every day I get reminded of my speed. So each and every game they want me to use it. So and it's a weapon on the football pitch as well. So. Any fast player can really hurt a team, especially on the wing.
Yeah, I mean, did it ever just click to you? Was it something you ever worked on, or it just kind of came naturally?
No, speed. I always had speed when I was growing up. I did track and field in junior high school in grade 7, 8, and 9. Ooh. I did all the running events. So
all the
sprinting one, the long distance one.
What?
So, yeah. My
any medals? First,
yeah, a lot of medals.
Oh, not bad. So you made the transition. So is that one of the reasons why you feel like you're comfortable with going forward as well? Because you know you can just trek back.
Yeah, exactly. This is right. Yeah. I feel comfortable going forward because even if I lose the ball and I'm tired, I know I have guys behind me that would, you know, defend for me as well until I get back in position. And also losing the ball as well. Obviously, everybody hates losing the ball, but it happens in a game. You make mistakes. But losing the ball is, you know, you don't want to dwell on it, you know, to win it back quickly. So that's where my speed comes in place. Lose the ball, I get it back right away and make the easy pass.
And finally, just at Bayern now, I mean, obviously there's a ton of great players. We can list it off. It starts with you, yourself included too. But since you're, of course, one of the juniors there, I suppose, were you ever surprised with just how good or just how intense they were when you started training with them? You know, do you have any stories of, like you said, seeing probably Robin in action or Lewandowski and going, "Ooh, that man really is good."
Yeah. I do have some stories. I think my first training, it was just passing. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. But the passing, their touches, their control, everything is just is so on point. You have about 2 seconds to make a decision after you get the ball. So you really have to know what you're going to do with the ball or where your next pass is going to be, where your next dribble is. You have to really look around. I think that's where I struggled at first. Now it's getting better and better, but obviously it's not. I still lose the ball, obviously, because I take too long on the ball. But I think at first I really struggled with that because their touches, their passing, their movement, it was so sharp that I didn't know how to act. And shooting, crossing. I crossed the ball with David Alaba at the beginning. He was just, it was so effortless to him. crossing the ball is just so easy to him on the other side, Rafinha as well. Just crossing the ball to these guys is just, it's like passing. It's like, it's so easy. I struggled because I would hit the ball too hard because we would be close to the 18 yard. I hit the ball too hard. And obviously I get advice. So now my crossing is better than it was before. So
now you know how to act.
Yep.
Perfect, Alfonso. Thank you, man, so much.